If the only prayer you ever say in your whole life is, "Thank you," that would suffice. "Thank you" just may be the holiest words you ever utter. Stirring up the holy elixir. Dear God, Goddess, and any and all powers that be, thank you for showering me with your divine grace and filling me with your boundless inspiration. Thank you for my ability to receive and express all of my light and to learn and extract the wisdom from my darkness. Thank you for all the amazing people you bring into my life, with whom I share love, laughter, wonder, and purpose. Thank you, God, for all that is waiting to be explored and manifested by me in this coming year. Thank you for all the love that I find inside and outside me. Thank you for your heartfelt presence. I am yours, and you are mine. You are my beloved, and my beloved is me. Today I choose to live with you as my partner, dear God. I choose to be the kindest, most loving, and creative expression of you that I can possibly be. I choose to show the world around me what's possible when we make the choice to partner with you and to live the grandest, greatest version of ourselves. May you grant me today the freedom to give up my small, doubt-filled, fearful self and infuse me with the courage to embrace the grandness of my most magnificent self. Thank you, God, for granting me the power to create and co-create with you time and time again. May I joyfully surrender and gracefully express your will always. And so it is, and it is so. Amen. The Appreciative Heart. Dear God, thank you for giving me my body, my hands, my feet, and my heart. Thank you for all the people who are in my life, and thank you for giving me the ability to love, care for, and contribute to others. Thank you for allowing me to grow and evolve, to shed the old and make room for the new. Thank you for my ability to see new opportunities and to explore new paths. Thank you for giving me the ability to think for myself and, more importantly, to make wise choices. Today, I give thanks for my right to choose new perspectives, new beliefs, new interpretations, new behaviors, new habits, and a new attitude. All God's gifts to me, all free, all accessible at any moment. Thank you, God, for waking me up to how truly blessed I am. May the love that fills my heart right now go out and enter into the hearts of all the people who are seeking it, the ones I know and the ones I don't know. May your will be done in all things. And so it is, and it is so. Amen. Heart Candy. Heart Candy is a self-acknowledgement at the deepest level. It's honoring who we are and what we do every day rather than taking it for granted. It's taking time out at the end of the day to say to ourselves silently or aloud, "Wow, look at me. I volunteered for an hour at the school. I cleaned the kitchen. I did my taxes. I washed my car. I called my grandmother to check in, even though I didn't feel like it." We give ourselves heart candy when we acknowledge the effort it takes to be a human being. Most of us believe that we should just do things we need to do. Why should we honor or thank ourselves? But our deeper self yearns to be acknowledged for every step we take toward goodness. Self-acknowledgement allows us to feel deeply connected to God, and when we acknowledge ourselves, we acknowledge the greater whole. I remember a time in my life when I was absolutely exhausted from flying all over the country, leading workshops and lecturing. My friend Justin was with me one night, and he could see how depleted I had become. He said to me, "I want you to treat yourself like you are Amici. I want you to treat yourself like you would treat a holy and sacred and important being." Immediately, I felt my resistance. "But I'm not her," I said. "She's special. She's holy." And of course, the moment those words left my lips, I saw that I am her. We're all her. She is just a beautiful, clear mirror who reflects back to us our own divinity. Amici is a piece of the divine, as we all are. Giving yourself heart candy acknowledges this fact. It's a way to treat yourself like the special, loved, honored being that you are. And when you love yourself in the privacy of your inner world, you create, draw, and magnetize love to yourself in the outer world. So how do you give yourself heart candy? The easiest way is to take notice of how you would like other people to treat you, what you'd like other people to say about you, what you'd like other people to think about you, and then interact with yourself like that. If you want people to respect you, treat yourself with the utmost respect. If you long to be appreciated by those around you, then appreciate each and everything you do each day. If you'd love for other people to notice and acknowledge your brilliance, then you acknowledge your brilliance. If you want others to be loving and compassionate toward you, then be loving and compassionate toward yourself. Open your heart to you. Think the sweet thoughts that make you smile. Say the words to yourself that your heart longs to hear. Practice sweet gestures and acts of kindness toward yourself. I have spent a lot of time thinking about addiction, whatever we're addicted to, whether it's alcohol or sugar or sex or drugs. It's because we're craving some sweetness. I believe we reach for our addictions when our inner world and our human heart are craving nurturing, goodness, and acknowledgement. So many of us have had tough childhoods, but the truth is, in every moment we have the opportunity to reparent ourselves. We have the opportunity to reprogram ourselves with some heart candy to create a new imprint on our heart. The process begins at home, inside us. If we can't give sweetness to ourselves, if we can't feed ourselves, nothing else will taste sweet enough. People can shower us with all the love in the world, but if we don't love ourselves, we won't be able to receive it. In my coach training program, people are led through a process where they stand in circles and whisper in one another's ears all the things they long to hear as a child. "I'm so happy you're here. I've never seen a more beautiful being than you. I'm going to care for you like I've never cared for anybody. You're so special. You're unique. You're beautiful. You're talented. I love you." What do those words and the energy that is encoded within them do when they enter your heart? Heart candy is actually food for your soul. Remember, the outer is a reflection of the inner world. If you want your outer world to shift, you need to do nothing more than begin treating your inner world in a whole new way, in a holy way. Most of us treat ourselves so much worse than we would ever treat another human being. We withhold love, appreciation, fun, rest, and acknowledgement from ourselves. Is it any wonder, then, that we have cravings? What we think we're craving from the external world is an illusion. We will only find it from the heart candy we give ourselves. Feeding ourselves heart candy is how we encode our consciousness with the experience of our holiness. It's how we lift up out of the gravitational pull of the world around us time and time again, and remind ourselves of who we truly are. Heart Candy Prayer. Today, I take a moment to imagine what would be possible if I reclaimed my holiness. How will I treat myself knowing that I am a holy being? Who will I choose to have around me knowing that I am a holy being? How do I feel in my body when I acknowledge the depth of my holiness? Tell me now, God, the words that I need to say to be in the presence of my holiness. The universe is on my side. I have everything that it takes. I am loved and adored and cherished. The world is just waiting for my greatness. Life is fun and easy. The whole world is my cheerleader. I am brilliant. Life gives me everything I need. Oh my God, I'm doing such a fabulous job. I love how brave I am. I love how loving I am. I am majestic. I acknowledge myself for all that I am and all that I've done. I am an amazing person. I'm in the right place. I'm in the right time. I am a divine, holy person. I have the right to experience everything magical in this world. My heart is so filled with love and compassion. The hard part is over. The good times are here. It's time for me to open up and enjoy. Hooray for me. I did it. It's my time to have more belly laughs than I've ever had in my life. My smile is brighter. I am open to a greater level of love and intimacy and partnership and friendship with all the people in my life. I have a beautiful heart that lights up the world. I am a brilliant person who is making a huge difference in people's lives. My presence is a blessing. I am an absolutely enchanting and magical human being. I adore myself. I am as delicious as a chocolate truffle. As I say these words, I allow them to penetrate every cell in my body. I open my heart and feel the presence of all my greatness. Give me the courage to be respectful of my gifts by using them to their fullest. Give me the freedom to let go of anything that's in the way of me expressing my gifts. I love you, God, and I know that by loving you, I love all of me. And together with you, I say, and so it is, and it is so. Amen. Now is the time to open yourself up daily and feed yourself the love and nourishment you've been looking for. Shower me with love. Refresh me with your morning dew. Shower me today with sweet thoughts and tender feelings. Let me feel deep inside the love I have for you and the love you hold for me. Fill my mind with thoughts of goodness and grace, warmth and connection. Let the sprinkle of hope penetrate my heart and stillness permeate my mind. I am an instrument designed for you, my Lord, to use in the ways you deem necessary to make my world a better place. I wish to bring joy to the joyless, hope to the hopeless, and love to the loveless. Today, let me be reminded of how important I am. Let me know that my life matters. Let me feel how all that is good and all that is great await me in this beautiful new day. I thank you in advance for every sign of goodness you bring into my awareness. I thank you for all that I am and all that I will become. I thank you for showing me the way with grace and ease, and for always being with me in good times and in bad. I thank you for opening me up today to new experiences, deeper joy, and unimaginable amounts of appreciation. Today, I choose to turn my will over to you and a higher purpose. Together with you, I say, and so it is. And because we are one, I say, and it is so. Amen. Holy Commitment. In this life and beyond, with every breath I take, with every word I utter, with every choice I make, with every twinkle of my soul's light, I promise to share the never-ending shining love that I am, with all beings everywhere, forevermore. Reclaiming your light is a holy commitment you make, not only to yourself, but also to everyone around you. It is the commitment to keep choosing the high road, to keep reminding yourself that you are the light, the brilliance, and the beauty that you see in others. It's the commitment to crack open shell after shell of the person you have been in the past, and to trust that what will be revealed is in God's highest plan for you. It's the commitment to take step after step into the unknown, trusting that there is a higher power and a higher plan that will be there to hold you. And even if you fall, there will be someone there to catch you. What is the holy commitment you want to make to yourself now in order to acknowledge the light of who you are? What images will you feed yourself? What structures will you put in place around yourself? What people and environments will you surround yourself with? What will you do to encode your consciousness with the experience of God? More importantly, how will you remember that you are the one who dictates the level of consciousness that you live in? What commitment to yourself, to your holiness, will pop you out of bed in the morning and right into your prayer seat, where you can connect with the invisible force that is at the source of your being? What would you have to be committed to that would radically alter your life and fill you up with what you are looking for? It's not going to be losing 10 pounds or making more money. You've done that. You've planned a year, set goals, you've had successes, and yet there is still something missing. Why is this? It is simple and it is obvious, yet you always need to be reminded, because what you are looking for does not exist outside you. It does not exist in some project or person. All that is temporary. What your soul is longing to experience, to have, and to hold is your birthright. It's free. It's peaceful. It's always there. It's unable to betray you, unable to leave you. You can leave it, but it will never leave you. It can't die. It can't pass out on you. It's like the air you breathe. It's your connection with God, your God self, your holiness. Waking up and servicing this part of your life is the only guarantee that you'll ever have all the love, peace, happiness, and fulfillment you long for. This is not a joke, nor is it a trick. It is the universal truth. It is the only promise of unconditional love that can be kept, that can never be broken no matter what you do. You can ignore it, hate it, call it names, abandon it, betray it by playing on the dark side of life and close the door on it, and it will still be there for you. What you are seeking at the deepest level exists inside you, in the quietude of your inner world, in the privacy of your sweet heart. So now it's your responsibility, your holy responsibility, to encode your consciousness with thoughts, feelings, and images that will support you in creating the perfect internal environment to cultivate a deep and intimate relationship with the one you call God. This is the force that loves you, cheers for you, and wants it all for you. In a world where love leaves as quickly as it comes, you can rest now, knowing that you have found a love that will never misguide you and never leave you. My advice, dear friend, is to take care of that love. It will give you everything you've been looking for. Each and every time you experience that holy shift in consciousness, however it happens, it's vital that you acknowledge it with, "I did that." You are the only one who can choose. You are as free to change vibrational frequencies as you are to change your clothes. Your thoughts, your emotions, the images you hold in your mind, the energetic signals that you send out to all those around you. These are the tools that are available to you in this life experience. Use them to your full advantage. Do not, for one more minute, deny your holiness, your godliness, and the power of your true self. Because you are wanted, needed, and more importantly, a holy addition to this world. So open up, commit, and enjoy this journey. Your holy ride. This is Randy Thomas. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Your Holiness, Discover the Light Within by Debbie Ford. This program was produced by Mosaic Audio. The director was Amy Rubinate. Executive producer Katie Ostroka. Text copyright 2018 by the estate of Debbie Ford. Production copyright 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.